I do love landmark moments. I don't think in our society we do them often enough. It's really important that we honor what has been, we recognize where we are, and we look forward. It's really, really important because we get to say things we don't say at any other point in time. Really important. And so I love these landmark moments. I love weddings for the same reason. I love funerals. Because you hear what's important, what matters. And so it's a great privilege to be here for this landmark moment. I remember the moment 8 years ago when Colin took up the challenge. He was the only person who could have done what he's done, given where we were, where you were, and where we are today. And so Colin has done a great job. I just want to read a verse from Matthew chapter 22, and Jesus was asked a question about marriage. And so I do not talk about marriage, but here's what he replied, and the resurrection of the dead. About the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Jacob, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He's the same God. He has the same promises. And there's the same anointing. As we transition today, I want you to remember that. It's the same God. We have the same promises. And we have the same anointing. He's the same God. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob. He's faithful, he's strong, he's loving, he's kind, he's for us, he hasn't changed. He will lead, he will guide, he will inspire, he will bring revelation, just as he has done before. He will bring the wisdom that is needed, he will bring the grace that is needed, because he's the same God as he was before. A couple years ago, as you may or may not know, I was made a canon at Winchester Cathedral, which actually, for those who are in that world, it's a big deal. I had to Google it and find out what it was. Karen said to me, don't become a loose canon. But one of the things that has inspired me going to the cathedral a bit more often is on the walls, they list all of the bishops. And so in 660 AD, there's a guy called Wine was the very first bishop of Winchester. AD 670, Luther. AD 676, Had. AD 705, Daniel. AD 744, Hunrith. And 2014, Tim Aitken. All that time, God had been faithful. And in some ways, we are just another name that in history will be on a board somewhere or on a website somewhere. Just another name, but the same God. He has the same promises. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Genesis chapter 12, the Lord appears to Abraham and says, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your kids. I'm going to bless your descendants. And through you, the whole of the earth will be blessed. Genesis 26, God appears to Isaac and says, Isaac, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your kids. And through you and your descendants, I'm going to bless everyone on the earth. Genesis chapter 28, the Lord appears to Jacob and says to Jacob, Jacob, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your kids. I'm going to bless your descendants. And through them, I'm going to bless everyone on the face of the earth. Same God, same promises. Every promise that has come through the church is still there for us today. Right back. All those prophetic words, all those scriptural promises, all those dreams and visions still there, waiting for their fulfillment. And we all have a lot of part to play in that process. And then thirdly, it's the same anointing. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus said to his disciples, in the same way that the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. And then he breathed on them. Same Holy Spirit that birthed this church, same Holy Spirit that anointed Alistair and Kristen and Colin and now Kerry. Same Holy Spirit. Same anointing. Different personalities, different skill sets, different gift mixes, different focus, different experiences, but the same anointing to lead River Church into the next season of your inheritance. Same anointing to become a little bit more of who God has called you to be. To become a little bit more of what he saw when he breathed you into existence all those years ago. He is the God of the living, not of the God of the dead. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. God of Alistair, the God of Colin, the God of Kerry. Same God, same promises, same anointing. So we're going to pray for Kerry now. Is that right? I'm on schedule. Phew. And team. Is that right? So, yeah.
Thank you, Billy. Good morning, everybody. Wow, there are loads of you. I really, really know that God has called me to this role in this season. But I also really know that it takes more than one person's gifts and skills to bring everything that an organization needs. And in this next season, I want to work with a team. And we've got a senior leadership team that we're going to pray in as well as me this morning, because it's really important that we bring all of that into the mix. So I want to invite the senior team up here, the guys who are working with me. So I've got Ian Linton, come on up. Simon Tempest, you've seen him already, come on up, don't sit there. Colin is part of this team going forwards, which is fantastic. And Andy Reed, come on up. These guys, I am honestly honoured to work with them. They are extraordinary men of God. And this morning, they stand here with me. Dave was working with us in the last few months, but has decided in this new season that this isn't for him. So, Dave, we just bless you and we thank you for everything that you brought. And yes, this team is not complete. I know there are two more people to join this team, but I'm just waiting on God. We're just waiting to hear who the right people are. But ladies, I'm outnumbered. Come on.
Billy.
So we're going to pray for Kerry first of all, and then pray for her and the team. So Lord, we just come before you right now. Thank you that you're here with us, you're present with us. Lord, we thank you for all the words that have been said so far. And come now, Lord, and speak your words to us. We lay our hands on Kerry and commission her into this role, Lord. We pray for your anointing to come upon her, Lord. You, the same God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the same anointing, the same promises, Lord, I pray. So come, we pray now, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God. So we continue to welcome love of God. So love of God, come right now. Jesus, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And we need help. So thank you, God, that you send angels from heaven to help us. And we need a lot of help. So Lord God, send loads of angels as well. We need lots of help. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And Kerry, I've just got three scriptures that I want to read out. And the first is follows on from what Billy was talking about with the inheritance. And this is Isaiah 49. And it talks about God was saying, I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people. And this is the vital thing here, is to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances. To say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. And in the message, it talks about to put the land in order. and to put families, to rehouse families, and to restore community. And that's what that scripture is about, because there are some desolate inheritances that are in this land, in this community, that actually that have not been taken up for various reasons. And I just sense that, as Colin was saying and as Billy was saying, there is a job to be done, and there's an inheritance to walk in, and those are desolate because they've actually not been fulfilled. And God is actually, and this is not a heavy thing, it's a joyful thing. It sounds heavy, but actually this is to put the land in order. And he's putting a team around you for that to happen. So I'm just going to give Maura the microphone so I can turn over the page. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Maura. Thank you. And the second scripture is, it's all right, I'm just about to start giggling in the Holy Spirit. So come on, Mark. Can somebody put their hands on Carrie's ears? All right. All right, thank you. So she can still hear as well. Don't just, you know, not the industrial hearing aid things, you know, the hearing protections. The scripture is Isaiah 50, verse 4, and it says, "He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears." And so ears of Kerry, we just say to you, well done for hearing the overtures of love and the words of God. Well done, ears. We're saying today those ears are going to be upgraded. It's not that you don't hear, you hear really well. And we're just speaking right now an upgrade, so that actually your ears will morning by morning, your ears will be trained by God to listen even more to the overtures of love that God is speaking over you, this team, this community, this church. And actually as you lean into the folds of the garment of love that God has wrapped around you. It talks about in Ephesians, in the Passion Translation, about being wrapped in Christ. That actually, as you begin to explore the folds of God's love that is around you, that you will speak about those that will listen to the communities and everything else. And it will be the love of God that will draw people to this house where I've spoken before. There will be bread in this house, and there is bread in the house, and people will taste it and smell it and come. So thank you, Jesus. And the last one is somewhere in Isaiah. It says, the ransomed, verse 11, the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing, everlasting joy. This is why this is not heavy, all right? So this sounds heavy. The beginning bit sounds heavy, but it's not, because everlasting joy will crown their heads. And in the words of Isaiah 35:10, but this is Isaiah, it says, gladness and joy... You listen to this. Gladness and joy will overtake them, right? And sorrow and sighing will flee away. So where there's been sorrow and sighing and families that come to you, that will flee away, because joy and gladness will overtake them. Joy and gladness will be like a BMW bike that will catch anything in its path on the autobahn. All right, that motorbike will overtake anything in its path, in the same way that joy and gladness will overtake the people in this house as they come in and actually find their home and find Jesus, their Savior. So we just thank you, God. We just, and we just thank you for the legacy that is happening today. And legacy is about sowing seeds that will grow into a garden that you may never see. So thank you for the legacy that is happening today. Thank you for the legacy that we're stepping into, and thank you for the legacy that actually, as the young people are in this place, that actually you're part of this legacy. So that the Lord would bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, Kerry, we commission you in Jesus' name. And we lay our hands upon you. Boys, we lay our hands upon you. So we commission you in Jesus' name to lead this community, to serve this community, to instruct, direct, inspire. We pray for revelation. Pray for wisdom. Pray for great grace. Pray for insight. Pray for courage to fill your heart. Pray for that tenacity to see things through, to bring order. So we pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit Spirit anointed Jesus himself, his disciples and leaders throughout the ages. Same Holy Spirit, we pray, come upon Kerry now. Anointing for this new task, this new time. For the next season of the life of River Church. So we commission you in Jesus' name. Pray for the team around you. Familiar faces, but a new team. And so we pray, Lord, for this new team. As they seek to lead your community of people together. Let your grace and anointing, that bit extra that we need beyond our natural ability, come. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to speak to you, River Church. Like at a wedding when they got to the point where they say, will you as a community support this couple? I want to ask you the same question. Will you support these people as they seek to lead you in this new season? And you all say?
We will.
And again?
We will.
And again?
We will.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, everybody. You've been so fantastic. You've sat for so long. just a little while longer, and then we'll be doing some praying as a church. I mean, honestly, I've been part of River Church for 32 years, and I never, ever thought I would be standing here doing this. So beware, everybody, what God has in store for you. I just want to just quickly do three things this morning. I want to lead us in thanking Colin for his leadership in bringing River to where it is today. I want to honour our past as River Church, and I want to look briefly ahead to the new season. But I want to start by leading us in thanking Colin. Colin, we love you. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for leading us over these last 8 years. We are so grateful to you. You are very loved by everybody in this room. And your heart for us in River and for those outside River cannot be questioned. And we honour you for it. You've brought so much life and freedom and adventure into River. You've taught us how to look at scripture in a way that brings us life. And your passion and excitement, even your dancing, has been marvellous. I'm really glad I'm not inheriting the shoes. Whew, that was a relief. And I know that God is going to continue to bring life to River through you in your new role. Colin and I have worked together now for 9 years, probably, I think, and we do work together well. We complement each other well, and we drive each other mad. But there you go. So it's good. It's good. In Colin's new role, I'm looking forward to working with him. Now, Colin, we love you, and we wanted to bless you. So as a church, we've taken up an offering. I think we did it secretly. Yes. Yes, so we, church, have gathered £3,000, which is here for you, Colin, and we would like you to spend that to bless you and your family in whatever way you want to, and it comes with our enormous thanks, and we bless you in this new season.